traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Folks, I am so excited and honored to be joined by what I call, I hope you don't mind, Mickey, MAGA royalty in some ways. Mickey Wittoff is the mother of Ashley Babbitt. Welcome, Mickey.
Thank you.
And also joining us is Nicole Reffitt. Nicole, your husband is in jail right now for January 6th offenses. My understanding is he didn't hurt anybody and he didn't break anything.
Correct. 7.5 years.
This is not America. But I got to tell you, I'm thrilled to meet you both. Put that a little bit closer to you, if you don't mind. Yeah. And then thank you, Mickey. How are your spirits day to day? You know, you lost a daughter who was murdered. You have a husband in prison. But you strike me, quite frankly, you know, you're positive. I know you got a lot of sadness, too. But how are you feeling day to day?
Well, I stay steady angry, but I have positive forces around me. And, you know, I know that half of this country loves Ashley. I would say maybe even more than half of this country loves Ashley. And they pray for us daily. And I can feel that through the American people. And I just refuse to let this country throw my daughter away like a disposable human being. So
it won't happen. Much more when we come back, Mickey. Thank you. Thank you very much, Nicole.
Greg Kelly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Well, we're back with two amazing Americans. I'm so grateful and honored to meet you both. Mickey Wittoff, who lost her daughter, Ashley Babbitt, on January 6th. We all know how. We all know that it was a horrific crime, what happened to her. And I am confident that justice will ultimately be done. We're also joined by Nicole Reffitt. Her husband is in prison, wrongfully imprisoned, I believe, for January 6th, minor offenses, if you can even call them offenses. Welcome again, ladies. How do you spend your time, Mickey, day in and day out? You talked about the steady anger, but just how do you spend your time?
Well, we plot out a schedule the night before, and we either go to the court hearings for January 6th defendants, or if there's a particular congressional hearing coming up, we go to those. So, and then we hold our vigil every night from 7 to 9:30. Well, 7:30. We are in our winter hours, but Easter we're going back to 7. So we spend our night at the vigil, and at 9 o'clock we sing the national anthem with the patriots inside the DC jail.
What is the vigil? Is outside the jail a vigil? Tell us about the vigil.
Well, we've been there for 604 nights, and we'll be after we're done here, we'll head back to DC, and we take phone calls from the prisoners. We pray. We sing the national anthem, and we just, you know, we're there on the corner, rain, snow, or sunshine. And, you know, we just, it's a moment of fellowship, a moment of solidarity. And like I said, we've been there for 604 nights, and, we are just, blessed to have a really strong group of people that are there with us every night. Nicole and I and our other partner in DC. And so, you know, that's what we do.
Beautiful. And Nicole, where is your husband right now?
He's in Oklahoma right now.
In prison?
Yes, he is.
Is it medium, maximum?
He's in a low because, like I said, he's not charged with an assault, nor did he enter the building.
So what's he doing in prison? What do they say?
Well, it's that obstruction of an official proceeding, the 15-12C2 that President Trump is charged with also in his case for January 6th in D.C.
Now, my understanding also is that law was invented basically for financial crimes.
Right. Mm-hmm. It came about because of Enron.
So he was there. He wasn't in the Capitol. So how do they make a case against him with a straight face? How do they obstruct anything?
Well, unfortunately, it was our 18-year-old son that tipped the FBI off about my husband going to January 6th. And then on January 6th, the FBI met with my 18-year-old. And from that moment on, Jackson recorded us, his father, in the home. They used his hyperbole and his bragging and what have you from the day against him in court. You know, and it is the obstruction of an official proceeding that got him his time. That has a wait of 20 years.
You know, people obstruct official proceedings all the time. You hear them stand up in the hearing or whatever. I mean, it's like no big deal. You get a parking ticket for that. If that, forgive me, it's family business, but I am curious. Are you and your son talking?
You know, it's been a tough road because, for obvious reasons, yes, we do have contact. It's been a struggle. You know, my family's not singular when it comes to, their lives being destroyed because of January 6th, but, you know, the personal aspect of it has been, much harder, to wrap my brain around.
It is my hope and prayer, and you know what? In a weird way, your son arguably is a victim because inundated with messages about how horrible January 6th was and a threat to democracy. You know, this is how communist countries work. They try to rip families apart. And that one day, he will beg for your forgiveness and your husband's, but I know you won't stop loving him, and I hope that every, you know, peace prevails in the family. And I'm sorry. That's gotta be tough. But I blame, quite frankly, the FBI. The other day, the FBI went to somebody's house who posted F Joe Biden or Let's Go Brandon on Facebook. Sorry to bring you back, Mickey, to January. How did you find out that Ashley had been shot?
I was at work and my daughter-in-law called me and told me that Ashley had been hurt. And then, it's kind of, you know, I called Aaron.
Her husband.
Yeah. And he was in the process of trying to get us to D.C. And then one of my sons came and told me that Ashley had died. And then it's just kind of very fuzzy. It's a very fuzzy from there because your whole world stops and the only thing you can hear is your own heartbeat in your ears. And you just keep telling yourself that this is not what happened. To this day, I get up and tell myself that it's got to be a bad dream, you know, but, it's not. And I just think it is so important to make her sacrifice count for something because, you know, this government wants to treat my daughter like she was a traitor and a disposable human being. And I know myself, Ashley Babbitt loved this country. She's an American patriot. She went there that day to redress her grievances and had every right as an American citizen to be there. I would like to suggest that Michael Byrd is an American citizen that should not have been there that day because he had prior excessive use of force issues, was a sloppy cop, and he's the one that should not have been there to murder my daughter that day. But American citizens absolutely had a right to be there that day. And, you know, I appreciate everybody that participated in that day with her. I'm proud to be Ashley's mother, and I just hope that when everything is said and done that America will realize Ashley Babbitt was an American patriot.
I know in my heart that day is going to come. I just know it. I know it. Can I ask you something? It's a photograph, very interesting photograph. Ashley, your daughter, when she was on active duty overseas in the desert, standing with a bunch of soldiers, and she has a sign that says Merry Christmas, and she's standing next to a four-star general by the name of John Abizaid, who was the CENTCOM commander, spoke Arabic, as big a figure in the American military as they come. That's quite a moment. That's quite a picture. Was that just, a general visiting the troops, or is there something more significant about that picture?
Well, he had coined Ashley that day, and I don't know if everybody is aware of what coining means. It was a recognition of exemplary behavior. So he did. He coined Ashley for her, a Christmas spirit, for being, you know, a positive force that day. So he did. He took time out of his day to acknowledge Ashley and her, you know, American spirit, her Christmas spirit, her just enthusiasm. Ashley was an enthusiastic person. She was high energy, high spirited, always, always just love life. And I, you know, sometimes that makes me sad and sometimes it makes me comforted that she did squeeze so many things into her 35 years. She was a very, accomplished person, you know, and I say that she was the quintessential American female. She was independent, strong. You know, she not only did she serve in the United States Air Force and was deployed several times, she came home to be, you know, a small business owner and just a stellar citizen. You know, I miss her, and I think that, you know, the things that some people say about her, I would say that she fought for their right to say those things. So they're welcome. You know, everybody that wants to stand on the other side of the road and say ugly things about her, they can thank her and people like her for their right to say those things. And not just Ashley, but every person that's ever put on a uniform for this country. You know, we owe them a debt of gratitude, and we need to understand as American citizens that we have a responsibility, because with great privilege comes responsibility. And you have a responsibility as an American citizen to be an American citizen.
Yeah.
It's not a free ride. You need to stand up and do something. And everything can't be your fight, but something can. So pick something and do something.
I love it. I love it.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276. Or Elevate Wellness Group. Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Nicole, your husband, how is he doing in jail day to day? Like, how are his spirits? What is life like for him?
Well, guy has no criminal history, so this has been a whole new ride for us. But he is an amazing inspiration. He feels like if this is what the government is doing, because he did take him to task. He did take him to a jury trial. He does not believe what he did that day was wrong. He wanted to have his voice heard. Being a dissident is not against the law. And he feels like it's his duty. That if this is what they're doing to him, it's his duty to serve his time. And, through so many Jan Sixers being incarcerated, there's been so many things brought to light of things that we had no idea about. The broken system that is the judiciary.
Right.
The broken system that is the BOP. We had no idea that these things were going on, and we've been very activated in, especially things dealing with the BOP. You know, this
Bureau
is something.
Bureau of Prisons, right?
That's exactly right. We just had no idea that that system was just inherently broken. And,
What's the problem there? The big problem?
The biggest problem I believe is leadership there. Lack of pay for, the guards and everything. They don't have enough people working. You have 160,000 people detained, and you have, just 26,000 people guarding them. They've had 8 Bureau of Prison leaders in 11 years. There's no significant change that's going to happen with a system like that. It's just a money-making system, hand over fist. So much of it is privately owned, third-partied out. I can see where people from underserved communities and people that speak a different language can lose their people there.
You know, that's interesting. I kind of wanted to ask you, like, have you made new allies? Like, you know, let's face it, MAGA, you lean conservative, right? Nope. That's fine. But that perhaps you're finding allies on the other side of the spectrum, or I hate the saying, but people who don't look like you, right, who have gone through injustice and interesting, unpredicted alliances are happening. Is that happening?
Well, actually, somewhat. I mean, not our political figures.
Yeah.
But some of our neighbors. You know, I mean, we have actually. You can only win the hearts and minds of people one person at a time. And I would say that we have made it clear to some people that we are not the racist, biased people that the media wants to paint us to be. You know, we have so many people that are, we have a huge support from the Chinese American people. But, you know, I would say in particular, I'm thinking about a lady in our neighborhood that is very concerned. I mean, very liberal and very D.C. She's just very D.C. And she spends a lot of time with us. She has shadowed us in the committee hearings, in the courtroom, at CPAC. And I think that she has, maybe we've swayed her opinion somewhat, and she's a documentarian, so maybe she will be able to sway other people's opinions or just show us in our true light. That's really all we need, because I'm not a racist. I'm not even really maybe a true conservative.
I hear you on that. I mean, like, it's funny. I'm MAGA, but I don't know if I'm purely conservative.
Exactly.
And one day I think Donald Trump's message, MAGA, what he could really unite 50 states. When I saw him declare, I thought this is a message that could work for 50 states.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. By the way, Chinese Americans, my wife actually mentioned this. You're not supposed to say this, but we have lots of Asian friends, and she believes that Asian Americans have a closer experience with communism than your everyday American. They know it. They have felt it. They've seen it. And they can feel it happening here. They can see the direction it's going. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, you're seeing that kind of friendship and alliance. Wow. What haven't I asked? I feel like there's a question I should ask that I haven't asked. How can we help? Is there anything I can do, our listeners can do, Nicole, if we want to, and Mickey, is there anything we can do for people who have been wrongly imprisoned? And for you, Mickey, I understand Aaron, and you probably are part of this lawsuit, suing through the Judicial Watch, the federal government. It's an awfully hard thing to do, but your case is rock solid. How can we help?
Well, you know, you can support the men and women of January 6th. We have a website, forashley.com. You can tune in.
Forashley.com.
The number 4, A-S-H-L-I.com. You can tune into our nightly vigils. There are also links on that website that if you want to write the prisoners, you can write them. If you want to donate to their commissary, you can donate to their commissary. If you want to donate to their families and help them with their individual situations, because a lot of these Gen 6 defendants have, the breadwinners have been arrested. And so we have people with children that are really struggling with things like rent and electric and, you know, school shoes and school clothing. And we've had a lot of organizations step up and take care of Christmas for these families. But their day-to-day struggle is real, and everybody's story is so individual. But we do have a link to Patriot Mail Project on forashley.com, where you can find a little bit out about each one of these people. Maybe, and also Adopt a Jan Sixer is a link on our page where, and you don't have to fully assume responsibility for your J6er. You can just, like, you know, commit to a $5 or $10 donation every month. And it helps them in such a big way because there is power in numbers. And we say on Freedom Corner, we the people, be the people. It is absolutely our obligation to stick up for American people that stood up for us and stood in the gap. So if you're in a position to be able to help them financially, there's links on our website. And if you're not, then realize how uplifting it is for them to get a letter or a card in the mail. Well, maybe not a card, because they can get cards in the DC jail. That we have rules on our website too. It will explain this.
Yeah.
But a lot of times in the Bureau of Prisons, you can't send in a card. You can only send on a plain letter or on a plain paper. And,
sure.
And, you know, our people get lost in there. So, and if you're going to write these men, maybe you start at the bottom alphabetically, because, you know, they are listed alphabetically and everybody starts at the top. So don't forget our poor people in the middle or on the bottom of the list. So.
What a boy, you know this stuff inside and out. This For Ashley sounds like an amazing website. ForAshley.com, for the number, ASHLI.com. What were you, what is your line of work? You are working on January 6th. What do you do? Your job on January 6th. What do you do? What
oh,
do you do
I was working in childcare.
In childcare. And how about you, Nicole?
I was a stay at home mom.
Well, God has brought you to this moment. I think you're both being used to your maximum potential, and there's a lot more that you can do and give. Look, he works in mysterious ways, you know? He does. All right. Now I'm saying goofy stuff, and I don't know. We should probably say goodbye. Actually, we got to go to a commercial. So, Mickey, it's such a privilege.
Thank you.
To get to know you a little bit. Mickey Whithoff and Nicole Reffitt, thank you. Well, I'm all over this, forashley.com. Forashley.com. It sounds like a tremendous resource in every way. What happened to you guys should not have happened, obviously. Millions of us know it. Millions, and I think millions more will know it. So,
and God does work in mysterious ways. I don't think that's goofy at all.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, very, very much. We'll be right back.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.